Let me get to Rashad McCants from Gil's Arena and what he had to say. Check this out, y'all.
I never understood how somebody can tell someone else what's disrespectful to them. How can you tell me what's disrespectful to me? I didn't disrespect. Yes, you did. I just told you you did. You disrespected me. You can say I didn't mean to disrespect you. You can say that wasn't my intention to disrespect you. But you can't tell me that I wasn't disrespected. You disrespected me, bro. So the fact that Stephen A. gets back on the show to corroborate all the fucking rocks that he threw, I just see too many people doing this type of shit. Like, there are people throwing rocks at me, but then when I throw the rock back, it's like, I didn't expect you to throw a fucking mountain. He said what he said. You said what you said. Leave it at that. You did. We have platforms now that we can say what we want to say now. You don't control the narrative no more, bro. You can't control the narrative no more. The athlete can say what they want to say now. That's been the freedom that we've all been talking about with the athletes having the podcast after the games. Melo said it. Hey, I'm glad that we can do this because now we can take the reporter's pen away from them and we can control our own voice. And this is what Jaylen Brown did. Fuck Stephen A, B, and C.
Oh, my goodness. Rashad McCants, first of all, Gil's Arena. Several things he's missing in all of this. But before I say that, let me give y'all incredibly bad news when it comes to Rashad McCants. I actually like that brother. I really do. Not how rough he sounds and all that stuff. An authentic brother who honestly has been good to my family. I like Rashad. And I respect all of those brothers on Gil's Arena. You know, Kenya Martin, I still am flustered at what he said. He had to check me one day many, many years ago because I was speaking against him, because anybody that knows me knows I've never spoken against Kenyon Martin. Kenyon Martin's a rough rider. Kenyon Martin and the Nets wasn't going no damn finals without Kenyon Martin. Kenyon Martin is the number one overall pick coming out of Cincinnati. He was that dude. He was that dude. And if them knees never, oh my Lord, y'all don't know what he would have done. Kenyon Martin was that brother special. Defense, intimidation, didn't back down from nobody. He that dude, he a real one. And all of them do a good job. They really do. I like Rashad McCants. So believe it or not, when people text me and send me the video, I smiled. I saw no offense to what, I took no offense to what he said. Sometimes I wish he'd say stuff differently because I wish he'd realize his own potential. And understanding that if he learned to say things a little bit differently, sometimes he'd be far more marketable. And he could really, really do some things. But everybody got to go their own path and do what they want to do. So I'll stick to this particular issue and get down to the nuts and bolts of it. When Rashad McCants sits up there and says, you know, you don't control the narrative no more, bro. Okay. Well, then why is everybody always commenting off the shit I have to say? It's just a question. You don't have to. You could ignore me. You don't have to comment. Everybody got to comment. Should I spray perfume on me, people acting like I pass gas? And vice versa. I mean, damn. That's number one. Number two. Rashad McCants, let me help you out, my brother. Not controlling the narrative. If you look it up, you'll find that when, as Draymond Green would say, the new media came on board, with all of y'all having y'all podcasts and YouTube shows and YouTube channels, you'd be hard-pressed to find a bigger proponent and supporter of y'all than me. Because I've always abhorred the fact that the black athlete didn't have members of the media who happened to be black to lean on by and large. Remember, I come from old school days where there's 1,600 plus newspapers throughout this country. And only 20 to 21 of us had a license to express our opinions. We were at the mercy of white America and the white establishment when it came to media. So when you had these athletes maneuvering their way through the terrain in an effort to gain a voice, I was one of the dudes that sat front and center and did it. And supported and tried to spearhead the movement to facilitate athletes getting these kind of opportunities. I do it now. I'm not the sole reason. There's plenty of cats who helped along the way. Hell, Skip Bayless initiated it, but you see me over First Take over the last decade plus. How many black people been on the show? How many black people have been hired as contributors to the show? How many black people have been on the network? How many black producers and executives have been behind the scenes? Ask them what role I played. Why is that relevant, Rashad? I'll tell you why. It's relevant, sir, because there are a myriad of ways to influence the narrative, most of which you don't even know. Because it ain't just about what I say in front of the camera. It's about what goes on behind it. It's about the sponsors and advertisers you got to deal with. It's about the editors and producers who have a say in what gets disseminated. It's about the talent that's handpicked to appear on the air to do such things. In other words, you don't know what I control or don't control. I'm not saying I control anything. I'm saying you don't know. You don't know. But I'm going to take it a step further than that. The reason I brought up how I was one of the people who supported and was a proponent of cats having their own platform is twofold. One is what I said about cats having their own voices and their own platforms. But the part you missed is how much easier that makes life for people like me. See, once upon a time, we had to go in the locker room. We had to go to the games. And we had to be in front of your faces. Don't you remember, Rashad, how frustrating it was for you as an athlete at the University of North Carolina and ultimately in the NBA? I'm talking about from a peripheral perspective, to know of people who always had something to say about players, about coaches, about teams, and you damn near would never see them. Wasn't it frustrating? Who said that about Stephen A.? I spent 20 plus years going to at least 120 games a year, preseason, regular season, playoffs, finals. 20 plus years, always in the locker room, always courtside, always traveling. People saw my face. People see me. If they had something to say, I was right there to be said. When you were on the podcast and y'all got into how LeBron stepped to me and all of this other stuff, my point with LeBron, not to bring him up, and I'm not being negative here. I'm over that. I'm fine. I hope he's well. I'm doing well. I hope he's doing well. But I bring him up to say, if he really wanted to have a conversation with me and talk to me, all he had to do was reach out. I'd have got on the first flight to L.A., and I'd have met him face-to-face wherever he wanted to. But he picked in the middle of the third quarter of a game while I'm sitting courtside. And I have no way to respond to do that. That's it. Nothing more. So when you talk, Rashad, about Jaylen Brown and how Jaylen Brown is his own man and he's feeling disrespected. Respectfully, bruh, I would ask this question. And I'm asking this question to Mace, and it is what it is podcast. I'm asking it to you and your whole crew on Gil's Arena, who I respect. Y'all know that. Y'all know I got love for y'all. I ask y'all a simple question that, as a personal favor to me, without volleying insults and all of this other nonsense, just a personal favor to me, I ask this of everyone. How would you like sports to be covered? This is a serious question that needs to be broached. Let me spend 60 seconds giving you an example of how y'all come across as if of how you want me to cover sports. Jaylen Brown gets knocked out of the playoffs after being up 3-1. Damn, I feel so bad for him. He worked so hard. What a tremendous effort. Bravo to him. Continued success, my man. You gave it your all. Props to you. You're a wonderful dude, man. Great. That's what y'all want? James Harden goes on the court, and Jalen Brunson giving it to him on 6 or 7 separate possessions. The way we talk basketball, especially you, Rashad, especially you. You want me to go out there and go like this? Yeah, man, you know, James Harden just had a rough night, man. We got to have sympathy for the brother. He'll come back better next game. Or do you want me to say, yo, Jalen gave it to his ass? I mean, we talking basketball. Damn, did you see how he blew bomb to the left? He blew bomb to the right. See the spin move? See the pull-up three right in his face? I mean, damn. James Harden looked demoralized. Which one you want? You see, Rashad, I know you wouldn't tell me to do the former. You with a bat with spikes or whatever the hell it is coming out of it. You with the crown on your head. You would encourage me to just be positive no matter what, as opposed to real about what we saw happen before our very eyes? Is that what you suggested, Rashad? Because I can pull up some clips now. Are you talking about players and their performance? We're talking sports. It's not people's personal lives. We're talking the game. You know that. I know that. So let's keep it a buck. Do you really, really want me to come on the air and mumble him like my dog Shaq? You know, you just got to get it together. You know, you just got to play better. This is what you got to do. Really? Really? Want me to come on the air sounding like Tony Robbins? You can do it! I know you suck tonight, but you can get it done tomorrow. Believe in yourself. Believe, believe, believe. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I'm talking sports. I'm talking the games. I'm not attacking athletes. I'm addressing the game. There's winners and there's losers. I talk about the winners every day that I talk about the losers. Somebody lost, somebody won. There's a reason somebody lost and a reason somebody won. It's very simple. It's very simple. And how do we know that? Because ain't that what you're doing? All of y'all out here with YouTube shows and podcast platforms and all of that. What are y'all doing? How are you sitting in judgment of me when you're doing it on your own podcast and shows? I'm not judging y'all. Looking at my team over here, do y'all see me doing a regular critique on Gil's Arena? Or it is what it is? Or Nightcap, or the Pivot, or anybody else. I'm not critiquing folks in what they do in this space. And I'm qualified to do it because I've been doing it for 30 plus years. I let y'all be y'all. And this notion that I'm coming after folks or whatever it is, no. What I meant when I said about Jaylen Brown and that you want me to get started reporting? Oh, Stephen A's threatening. You had some dude, I don't even want to mention his ass, okay? Because I do feel betrayed by him because he's in the industry talking about I sound like some mob, you know, mob king or whatever. What I'm saying is any of us who report, it's not just about us. It's who we know. It's other players. It's other coaches. It's other executives. It's other owners. It's other agents. We are suffocated with information about folks all the time. My point is, if you're complaining about something so minuscule, my point is, what if I really said some stuff? It's not a threat. I'm not going to do that. I'm simply making the point. It could be a lot worse. Me talking about you making a comment about this being your favorite season 2 years after winning a championship and a finals MVP, it's not the end of the world. Jaylen Brown could say what he wants to say. You're going to have to look in the mirror at some point and ask yourself, was that really necessary? All the brother said was, you're a champion and a finals MVP. Why the hell are you calling a season in which you got bounced out in the first round after giving up a 3-1 lead your favorite season? All of that because of that? That really makes sense to y'all. Come on, man. But like I said, that's all I got to say, because I got love for Rashad McKenzie and the whole Gills Arena podcast crew. By the way, I've been blessed and fortunate to have achieved some of the things that I've achieved. Most people in my position, you never see them unless they're on camera doing their own thing. I've been a guest on y'all's show twice. I've been a guest on It Is What It Is. Yo, Mace, remember when I brought you and Cameron on to celebrate the fact that y'all were starting this podcast that y'all started? That's there, yeah, that's y'all right there. I had y'all November 22nd, 2023. Because I got love for y'all. That doesn't mean you don't disagree with me. That doesn't mean you have to co-sign everything that I say, ladies and gentlemen. What it does mean is like, damn, why the inclination to, oh, Stephen A is being negative. Oh, Stephen A is going after the brothers or whatever. How y'all gonna ignore all the brothers and sisters I support? How you gonna ignore the fact that I supported y'all? And I still do. That's the issue. Nothing else. But it's okay, because I can take it. That's as it pertains to y'all. Kwame Brown is another matter entirely.